Support for Where Should We Begin comes from Solaray Supplements. Dealing with invisible discomfort, confusing health issues, wondering, is it just me? Let's talk menstruation, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And let's talk about them proudly. They're the normal life phases we move through as women. And Solaray delivers support every step of the way with Her Life Stages. This first-of-its-kind comprehensive new supplement line made for women by women offers doctor-formulated solutions at each stage, along with libido support across phases. Find the product for your stage and find one complete, easy-to-take solution you can count on for your most common concerns. The supplements feature clinically studied ingredients and no soy or hormones. Now is the time to exceed your goals, defy expectations, be an unapologetically powerful woman. Own the stage. Visit solaray.com/Astair and use code HERLIFE20 to save 20% on any stage's formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The cut.
The cut.
The cut.
The cut.
The cut. The cut.
We've been cooped up for so long now. There's this desperate need to know when we'll be out. What is 2021 going to look like? When will this be over? I feel like every conversation I have starts to veer into this speculative territory, even if you know that the future is unknowable. Which is to say, if you're someone like my colleague, Sangeeta.
I'm really, really, really fascinated by all things occult and supernatural and fantasy. I don't believe in any of it, but I think it's very fascinating.
Sangeeta Singh Kurtz is not a superstitious person or a religious person or really woo-woo in any way.
A lot of my friends, they're into tarot. I'm friends with witches. They fully believe in all of this stuff, and I think it's awesome, but it just doesn't click with my psyche. I was thinking before we talked, like, why do I have this aversion to, like, the supernatural?
Sangeeta never bought into spiritual stuff. In fact, she resented it.
It goes back to, like, I had a complicated relationship with religion growing up. My sister and I were the only Sikh people in any of our schools, and it's a very sort of like visible religion. So like the men wear turbans over their unshorn hair, and then the women, some of them also wear turbans, but generally they just grow their hair long. So between like having extremely like sit on it, catch it in lockers, the longest fucking hair in the world, like down to my ankles, like it was not convenient. It was difficult to hide. And you want to do at that age, like you want to do anything you can to fit in and be normal. And like the jig was up because like my name is Sangeeta, you know, like obviously. And in a way I started to like reject anything that wasn't tangible, like God or any supernatural thing. Like it just same with any sort of like divination or tarot or like evil eyes or palm reading. And I wanted to reject it all. And I have grown to reject it all.
But Sangeeta is currently at a crossroads in her life and is ready for some divine perspective.
So I'm going with my boyfriend to LA. We got a one-way ticket. We're going to stay there for a couple months with family, basically, to avoid like paying rent in New York. But one thing that we've talked about is moving to LA permanently. And I'm like, am I gonna leave New York for good? Am I going to change career paths? Am I gonna pursue other things that I'm interested around screenwriting and novel writing?
My mom always told me that life has three pillars supporting it: who you love, where you live, and what you do. Sangeeta has had all three pillars on really solid ground for a while. Cool job, long-term relationship, and a life in New York City. But suddenly she was questioning all three.
If I should, like, marry this person that I've been with him for, like, 4 years, I'm only 25, like, what the fuck? Everyone who gets married at 25 gets divorced. You know what I mean? So it feels like a critical juncture where I would like some insight as to whether or not, like, I'm going to fuck up my life.
And so I thought, what if we try a fun experiment? For this episode, the day after Election Day, which we do not know how it will or won't turn out, Sangeeta volunteered to finally give the occult a try, to get her fortune told and learn what the future holds for her job, her partnership, and her move from three different tarot readers.
I have my kitchen table here where my tarot cards are.
So I do have different decks.
I'm going to pull 10 cards.
These were three really different approaches to the future. How much we want to know about it, how much we can know about it, how much we can change it. And as I was listening to Sangeeta's readings, I was just like, damn, these are kind of intense. I don't know. I mean, there was a lot. That was a lot.
It was a lot, right?
I want to apologize for, like, because I don't know if you, like, really wanted all of that.
Oh my God. No, I definitely didn't. I definitely didn't. Especially Avery, what I realized was that, like, doing this when you are making really big life changes, some of it sort of stuck in my head.
And let me just make this clear. This was all my idea. I thought tarot would be fun for Sangeeta because, I don't know, I have a pack of tarot cards and I've just found it one of the more approachable forms of divination. Because tarot doesn't say, you are this way. It doesn't prescribe you a sign in the stars or look at the lines on your hand. It's analyzing a deck of 78 cards. And each tarot card has a unique meaning and an image on it and can be interpreted a number of different ways. It's very much a subjective art. So this is why I wanted to see how three different tarot readers would interpret Sangeeta's questions. And after each reading, I interviewed each of the tarot readers about their philosophies around predicting the future. And of course, I followed up with Sangeeta.
How does it feel to know the future? Do you feel like you know the future, and how does it feel to know the future?
Oh, man. Do you want me to talk about, like, the differences between the tarot readers? Because they were all very different. Like, the first one, it felt more therapeutic than, I guess, mystical, which maybe that's not what tarot is. I came in with the biases of what I thought it was based on seeing it in movies.
My reading with Sangeeta wasn't very cinematic because I didn't make it cinematic.
This is Tarot Reader 1, Jessica Lagnato, a psychic based in Oakland.
I guess this is sort of career and personal, but the question is, should I move to LA and will I find different career opportunities there?
Great question. Great question. Wrong question. Wrong question. Excellent. Great start for us. So the problem with the should is predicated on this idea that there's a right and a wrong, mm-hmm. and that you're supposed to do the right thing. Mm-hmm.
I no longer allow my clients to ask a question without my support because most people, most of the time, are not asking the right question. So I ask my client to say out loud what their question is. And then I say, okay, but what you really mean is X, right? So let's reframe this question so that you get the answer you're actually seeking.
So should I move to LA is the wrong question.
The way I frame the question for just for your own edification is, if you move to LA, will it bring you the kind of career opportunities that will allow you to blossom in the way you want to? Mm. It's a very enthusiastic yes. Yes, it will. What's the next question you have for me?
I want to know, is my boyfriend the right person for me? Like, basically, is he the person that I'm going to spend my life with?
Why is that something you need to, why are you wondering about that? Are you happy now?
Yes, I'm happy now.
My take on it is this. You've already decided if you move, you're moving with him, right? Am I right? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the decision's been made, first of all. So let me just start with that. Because all you're doing is you're engaging that part of you that is compulsively looking at, did I fail? And now you're going to ask a psychic about it. Terrible fucking idea.
I think prediction is a tricky, sticky enterprise. And I will often point people away from prediction because if I tell you, no, you're not going to fall in love. You are not going to be partnered. That's not going to help you. It's going to ruin your damn life. It's going to ruin your day. It's going to make you scared. It's going to bring all of these negative thoughts and emotions.
Can you tell me when I'm going to die?
How's that going to help you live your life? What can you do about it? If I answered the questions you asked, you wouldn't get a very good reading because nobody asks the right question. Just so you know, it's not just you. Nobody asks the right question.
Nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to make a mistake in their lives that will harm them. No one wants to be unhappy. No one wants to be lonely. And every single thing anyone has ever asked me, and people have asked me some banana, nut and banana salad questions over the course of time. Every single question anyone's ever asked me has ultimately been, if I do X, will I be happy? If I get X, will I be happy? If I don't get X, will I be unhappy? That's it. The only reason why we want things is because we believe that having those things will make us happy.
She kind of told me off for like having a scarcity mindset and the questions I was asking being like very fear-based, which I didn't realize. And she also didn't answer some of my questions, like around whether my relationship would last. And she was like, if I do answer these questions, you will not stop thinking about it. And I was like, okay, like, sure. And then the second reader, I did have those questions answered. And I was like, holy fuck.
So do I think that this is going to be a relationship that lasts forever? No. Based on these cards, I would say no. So just straight up no. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. I'm a little spooked.
Reader number two, Nancy Hayes, is a Bruja based in Colorado.
I just told her, hey, this is what's going on. This is what you should watch out for. These are things that you should be aware of.
Nancy was the reader who just answered all of my questions. And it felt like a really traditional tarot experience, like as I'd imagined it.
Well, no, sorry. Like, it's not going to be like the person you end up with for the rest of your life, but it is a very important relationship for you, for your development. So I'm not telling you to like go and dump his ass right now.
Yeah. Is she right? Is my boyfriend going to break up with me? I thought that if I was told those things, that I would be like, fine, because I don't believe in this stuff. But when it's presented as an option, you do start to think about it. It's sort of hard to get it out of your head.
But just because Nancy told Sangeeta a prediction of the future, that still isn't necessarily the future.
At the end of the day, we have to remember, like, we are creatures of free will. We have free will. And so if you have free will and I have free will, we're constantly influencing what can happen.
Essentially, Nancy is saying we are all Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future, and our actions are making our hands disappear or reappear. Different futures happen or not happen. The answers Sangeeta gets might be different in a month or in a year, depending on what she does.
We have a lot of opportunities to either walk down the same path that we always have and continuously do the same things, or we can be someone that chooses, that's enough. I want to do something different. I think like that also kind of plays into people getting upset with tarot or whatever, thinking that they can make not very good choices for their life and then not suffer the consequences of it, or, you know, not be told that, hey, if you keep going down this path, these things are going to happen. A forewarning gives us an opportunity to be forearmed. We have to open ourselves up to wanting to create the changes that we want.
Although for Sangeeta, this knowledge mostly just weirded her out.
I thought I would just like let it roll off like water on feathers, but yeah, it fucked with me. Definitely fucked with me. I was pretty upset, you know, like, fuck this. Like, I was not looking forward to that third reading yesterday morning.
Because reading one taught Sangeeta that she wasn't asking the right questions. And reading two taught her that she maybe didn't want to know the answers. But then, the third tarot reading was a bit of a curveball. After the break.
Support for Where Should We Begin comes from Solaray Supplements. Dealing with invisible discomfort, confusing health issues, wondering, is it just me? Let's talk menstruation, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And let's talk about them proudly. They're the normal life phases we move through as women. And Solaray delivers support every step of the way with Her Life Stages. This first-of-its-kind comprehensive new supplement line made for women by women offers doctor-formulated solutions at each stage, along with libido support across phases. Find the product for your stage and find one complete, easy-to-take solution you can count on for your most common concerns. The supplements feature clinically studied ingredients and no soy or hormones. Now is the time to exceed your goals, defy expectations, be an unapologetically powerful woman. Own the stage. Visit solaray.com/Astaire and use code HERLIFE20 to save 20% on any stage's formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So our skeptical heroine, Sangeeta Singhkirtz, was feeling pretty exhausted by this tarot experiment. And then came the final reader.
Okay. So the last one, she didn't tell me anything about the future, which completely floored me.
I think part of the hesitation among a lot of people is the idea of tarot as fortune telling. And I don't use cards in that way.
She wasn't a predictive reader, which I didn't know was a thing.
So I'm using them to illustrate ideas.
I don't know, dude. I got so emotional in that. Is she a therapist?
So I'm Jessica Dore, and I'm a writer. I'm a social worker.
Jessica Dore, reader 3, uses tarot cards almost as a therapeutic tool. As a way to dive into your present or your past.
You know, you can pick up a deck of cards and it can be just that, a deck of cards, you know, pieces of cardstock with images printed on them. You can just look at the pictures like you would look at film or like you would look at a piece of art and just sort of see what comes up for you in that moment.
She would take a card and she would say, does this bring anything up for you? She would sort of explain what XYZ meant and she would be like, does this land for you?
Imagine you're in a museum and you're looking at a piece of art on the wall and what are you feeling? What's sticking out to you? What do you notice?
When I was looking at these cards and
I'm looking at the King of Wands in the top left-hand corner.
She showed me one card of like the king and it was this guy like chilling in a chair with a crown and a scepter and like a fur stole. And he is like obviously like a wealthy and successful person, but she was like, what I see in this card is how uncomfortable he looks.
The thing that I always notice about this illustration is that the king looks very unsettled, that he looks like he's about to jump out of his chair.
And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I get that. I get the feeling of getting all of the success that you had been pursuing, but then also feeling like you need to fucking do the next thing, like, tomorrow.
So you see that, and I think it's, I mean, I think most of the cards, you know, around just like, what happens if I stop moving? What happens if I sit still for a minute? How does that feel? Or like, how does that sit with you, what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, what you said about like stopping moving, like I can't even imagine doing that. I haven't done that since like, I don't know. I don't think I've ever done that. I'm afraid that if I do that, I think like I'll fail. Like it'll all fall apart. I have been chasing a future version or a future goal of myself literally for years, and I haven't stopped moving or giving myself a chance to like reflect on my present successes. It just made me realize more than anything that I need to sign up for therapy and how much of an advantage it would be for me to just like confront this sort of issues that I have, things that Jessica Lanyadu actually brought up around like scarcity and a need for security and the sort of fear I have around stopping moving, which is something that Jessica Dore like very, very clearly pointed out for me. I mean, I definitely told this person that I've never spoken to before, like things about myself that I like have never said out loud. It wasn't predictive, but it helped me realize things about the present that I think would be really a lot more useful for my future than getting information about whether or not I'm going to break up with my boyfriend. And I don't know. I don't think I need to know those things. I think I need to like deal with issues in the present, and then maybe I can start thinking about that stuff. I thought that I was going into this and I was going to learn about the future, but what she made me realize is that I need to stop fucking thinking about the future, that I need to like start being more introspective and doing work on myself. The cards like forced me to talk about it, which was helpful ultimately.
I am relieved that this was ultimately helpful to Sangeeta in some way, because I don't think Sangeeta quite knew what she was signing up for, and I didn't know what I was signing her up for. And then on top of it, like asking her to broadcast all of this.
I was really, there were times when I was really like thinking about what I was told and sort of really buying into it. And then I'd have to catch myself and be like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel so guilty now. I'm so thankful.
Please don't feel guilty. It actually, like, the fact that my relatives that I grew up around these sort of like intense superstitions and in this culture that's very steeped in superstition, I don't want to roll my eyes at that as much. Whereas before, I sort of felt like, oh, this is like fucking crazy. But like, I don't know anything. Like, I really don't know anything. And I knew that before, but I think I really know that now.
So are you going to come back to New York?
Oh my God, Avery, I don't know. I don't know anything about the future.
Huge thank you to all three tarot readers for their insight and their time. Jessica Lagnato is the host of Ghost of a Podcast, and you can find her work at lovelagnato.com. That's Lagnato, L-A-N-Y-A-D-O-O. You can book readings with Nancy Hayes at astrologyandangelmediums.com. That's fully spelled out. Jessica Dore posts and analyzes a tarot card every day on social media, and you can follow her at TheJessicaDore. B.A. Parker is our lead producer. Edits from Allison Berenger. Special thanks to Karin Zakadinas. And of course, special thanks this week to Sangeeta Singh Kurtz. Thank you so much for sharing your journey to the future and back, Sangeeta. This episode was mixed and scored by Brandon McFarland, who also made our theme music. Our executive producers are Stella Bugbee and Nishat Kurwa. I'm Avery Truffleman. Thanks for listening.